This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Walmart's annual shareholders meeting, it's going in Bentonville, Arkansas at the end of the week. And some Walmart workers have been marking the occasion by holding a series of strikes across the country. Low pay is the spotlight issue, with protesters urging Walmart to raise wages to at least $25,000 a year. But as Walmart is quick to point out, only a tiny fraction of its 1.3 million workers are participating in those strikes. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports that in today's version of labor activism, though, the number of workers on the picket lines might be beside the point.
Cynthia Brown Elliott is a cake decorator at a Walmart in Cincinnati. She makes $8.95 an hour and lives in government-subsidized housing. When she strikes this week, she'll be holding a homemade sign that's a play on the Walmart slogan, "Save money, live better."
How can you save money if you're not making money? How can you live better if you're not getting paid better?
But that sign won't have much company from Brown Elliott's coworkers. Out of her store's couple hundred employees, just a few are walking off the job.
It's by and large not associates that are actually participating in these events.
Corey Lundberg is a spokesman for Walmart. He says the relatively tiny number of workers who've chosen to strike this week shows that most workers at Walmart are happy.
Our associates are smart. They know what a good job is. That's why 1.3 million of them have chosen to work for us.
Brown Elliott, the Walmart worker who is striking, sees the low numbers on the picket line differently. She says she has lots of coworkers who've told her they want to strike, but feel like they have too much to lose. Brown Elliott is an empty nester. Meanwhile, one of her colleagues...
She's a mother, and she has children that's living in her house. She's scared of losing her job, but I only have me, you know, to worry about.
Striking didn't feel quite as risky a few decades ago, when workers were generally more skilled, when unemployment rates were lower, and when unions had more legal protections, according to Gary Chason, a professor of labor relations at Clark University. He says in today's soft labor market, strikes aren't really about employees withholding their labor.
But rather, it's a question of drawing public attention to the wages and working conditions to the degree which the employer wants to avoid the embarrassment of being seen as a poor employer.
In other words, it's about that picket sign that Cynthia Brown Elliott is holding. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.